started at the end of chapter 12, verse 31, where Lot first went with Terah, as we mentioned, I think, on the first day. And it's good to follow somebody. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But I think what we've been seeing here, as you've been just mentioning, Brother John, that Lot was just coming along and following. And there comes a time when a decision is going to have to be made. Some of us are here because our parents have forced us to be here. Maybe Lot went with them out of Ur of the Chaldees because his father was moving and everybody was just moving along. But then there comes a time when the decision will have to be made. And, you know, we're going to see the consequences of the decisions of both of these individuals. Some of them were positive and some of them were negative. But the point I just want to stress is it's good to follow, but there comes a time when a decision has to be made and when we have to stand on the faith that we were given and the faith that we have now have in the Lord. So Lot, unfortunately, this point has come in his life and we're going to see that he makes a wrong decision. But we need to get to the point where a decision has to be made.
Was Abraham in a wrong position to allow Lot to be with him?
It's just a question, because I think as we read in chapter 12, verse 1, the instruction that the Lord gave to Abram, it says, the Lord had said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household. And Lot is obviously someone who was a part of his household. So was Abram in the correct position to even allow Lot to be following after him?
Yeah, I was going to suggest that when you look at chapter 11, what you find is that Terah took Lot. His father had passed away, and he felt some sort of responsibility to look after his brother's son. But with Abram, it was almost as if Lot went with him, and Abram didn't say, don't come because God didn't say to bring you. And this was something that perhaps he felt because of his kinship to Lot. And so he goes out, not necessarily moving in the direct, under the directions of the Lord and the will of God. And so Lot comes along as baggage, right? And we find that Lot goes with Abram into Egypt, as we mentioned yesterday. And he saw of the difficulties that Abram had there. But God was gracious, and God brought them up out of Egypt. And so it's safe to say that Abram didn't follow directly or specifically what God had told him to do, because he was separating him not only from his country, not only from his kinship, but he was also separating him from his father's household. And the challenge for us is that God sometimes is telling us that we have to do these things, because family ties and associations of friendships often impede us from the blessings that God has. But I'd like to suggest that when we reach verse 5, in this part where we are dealing with, very much like how God intervened with Terah, he's doing this also here. Sometimes because we don't make the right choice, God brings about a circumstance where he brings or puts us in the position that he wanted us to be in the first place. So we ask ourselves, do you think it's just coincidental that all of a sudden there's this conflict between Lot's herdsmen and Abram's? I don't think it's coincidences at all. I think that God is allowing this to happen so that he can separate Abraham from Lot, so that he can move Abram in the way that he wants to, so that the blessings can accrue to Abram. And I often like to think of this, young people. Sometimes when we don't adhere to the word of God, God directly puts us in a situation so that we are separated, because we wouldn't do it. He said, do this. We said, this is okay. So then God comes in. He took Terah by death, and then Abram moved. Now, not death here with Lot, but a separation that comes about by conflict. And we see that Abram here now seemingly is starting to get the message. He said, look, I don't want to have a problem. We're family, so you choose. But let's not forget that God is intervening so that separation, the move that Abram should have made at the beginning, God comes in to make sure that that move is made.
I notice that in verse 7 it says that the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land. Now, so because Abraham didn't separate, now he and Lot are basically fighting, and everybody's seeing this. So it's affecting his testimony now because he didn't do what God told him to do in the first place. So,
well, I like to think that the difficulty that comes before Abraham and Lot is very close to what we had yesterday. We said yesterday that the famine that Abraham faced did not produce the state of heart that he was in. It revealed it. It showed us in his reaction to the famine. It showed us what was going on here. Now, we find the same thing here in a very real way when we face difficulties, whether it would be with our brethren, in our meeting, in our home, with our parents, with our siblings. You know, those difficulties do not produce a state of heart. They show to everyone what state of heart is already there. And it's a wonderful thing as we follow the man that has been restored. I quite agree with you, Tony, that the Lord is bringing Abram to a point where separation must take place. But I also like to look at Lot, and I personally believe that this is the point where Lot absolutely left the pathway of faith. He made a decision, and you're going to follow in the next this chapter later on. We're going to see the evidences. Somebody was talking about splitting hairs yesterday. We're going to come to it. He just pitched his tent in that direction. Such a minute thing. We all know what a nitpicker is. And this is what he would say. Well, you're just picking at something little. But it was a revealer of what was going on in his heart. Now, let's read these verses here. The land was not able to bear them that they might dwell together, for their substance was great so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled in the land. Listen to what the man of faith says. This is what we want to see. Let there be no strife, I pray thee. I'll tell you something. That's an attitude that God will bless every time. Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. My, my, my. What a wonderful display of what was in the heart of a man that was communing with the living God. The difficulty, I'm convinced, I've read several writers on it, I believe the difficulty could have been worked out. It may have been that the Lord didn't want it to be. But if there was an ability to work it out, here was a man that was able and willing to do so. And we have to ask ourselves, Lord, help me to be of that spirit, don't we?